Okay, we're doing now Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to move on. It's Sunday night, Chav Gimel Iyar. We're going to move out of Ribbis, and we're going to go to Siman Samach Zayin. We're moving along. Siman Samach Zayin is from, also from Yoredeya. You know, the more I learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the more I want to learn it. It's a very good limud. We should really take it. Should move. It's very good. You learn the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and you know it. You really know a very. It ain't called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for nothing. It's a very good name. You really gain a very broad knowledge of all Arbach Helke Shulchan Aruch. K'muvan, I'd say 70% of it is Arachayim. Because in your everyday life, this is the code of Jewish law for everyday life. And in your everyday life, you don't bump into that much Chayshim Mishpat or Yoredeya or Evan Ezer. And what you do bump into, he has in here. This is really a Shulchan Aruch for everyday life. Like not a scholarly thing to study, but a handbook of Jewish life in your daily living, in an average person's daily living. Anyway, Siman Samach Zayin, and then you'll see how he picks the simanim. Hilchos Nedarim U'Shvuos, which maybe we bump up against more often than we'd like to think. Now, a neder really is a very technical term, and if you learn Maseches Nedarim, we don't make many nedarim, because we may make Shvuos, because of the way we talk, which is I vow to do something or not to do something. I swear, some people even will say, you know, I swear. Well, you swear about if something's true or not. It's also a shvua. Our nedarim mainly is in the area of a neder l'dvar mitzvah. That's where really we bump up against neder, because if you say you're going to give tzedakah, and as it did, because there are nedarim which are positive actions. The classic neder in the Gemara is when you say something should be forbidden to you.
It involves a chefza.
What?
It involves a chefza.
Chefza, exactly. And we don't talk that way, you know. And if someone says I'm not going to eat this, it's really usually b'loshen shvua. I'm not going to eat it, rather than this thing should be osur on me. But the nedarim we do bump into so much of the time is tzedakah. I'm going to give tzedakah. Which is a neder, that's a nidre hektish, really, or a neder l'dvar mitzvah. That most of your bli neders, nidre hektish. If it's a mitzvah. Not if it's a l'dvar mitzvah, that's the point I'm making. The certain format he has to say when it's the classic neder saying something should be forbidden. Or it could become a shvua if he would say, I swear. But most people don't talk like that. They don't say, I swear. And we don't say, this should be usher on me. That's a rarity. Who talks like that? That's what my point is. Shvuas we don't bump into, hopefully, even though there are people that much too easily say, so if you say, my God, depends how you say it. Sometimes the Shem Hashem is a Loshen Shvua. Or by God, I, you know. But it's relatively rare. The neder we bump into the most, and we do bump into it quite often, is the sug, the category of neder called Nidre Hektish, where you say, Harei Zeh Karbon, or I will bring a Karbon. And from that is extrapolated, this is the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, and in Erechin, from there is extrapolated the neder to give tzedakah, where you say I'm going to give tzedakah, or right? You say how much, you don't say how much, or a neder I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and learn at 4:00. So if you don't say b'li neder, you've made a nidre hektish, like a nidre hektish, a neder l'dvar mitzvah. Is in the category of Nidre Hektish. where you talk about doing a positive action, and it's called a neder. So the extrapolation is to any dvar mitzvah. Most famously, tzedakah. A little less famously, but still, that's where we have most of our belief neders, is any dvar mitzvah.
So that's the exception that it really doesn't involve a chefza then, for
right,
nedarim.
Because it's nidre hekdesh. The chefza is a nidre iser. See, nedarim, Maseches Nedarim is about Nidre Isser. But really, there's a whole other category of Neder called Nidre Hektish. And a Neder L'Dvar Mitzvah, and again, most famous of the Nedarim L'Dvar Mitzvah is a Nidre Tztaka, is a category of Nidre Hektish. And these are Tztaka is probably a Pasuk. The Gemara Darshan is Beficha Zut Tztaka. To give tztaka. Or you say this dollar should be for tztaka, and it's nitvas in the dollar.
Right.
It's not a kedusha, but this dollar has to go to tztaka. Now maybe you could be pulled to it, you could exchange it, but you got to give that dollar to tztaka. I'm not going to eat this is more problematic. Why? A shvua it's not, because just say I'm not going to eat it without saying Hashem's name or the word shvua is probably not a shvua. And if it would be, then I am going to eat it is the same as I'm not going to eat it. Right? So let's be mekil and assume it's not a shvua. But when you say I'm not going to eat it, it's more of a problem, because there are shitos that is, there's different types of nedarim. So there's something called yodus nedarim. It's called a yad for a neder, a handle of a neder. So, you know, maybe we'll learn about this in the everything I'm saying now is going to be in this siman. I don't know why I'm doing this. Some say that's a neder, even though you spoke about the gavra, but midin yodus nedarim, which is too complicated to explain. It's a type of way of saying a neder. So some say it's around a nedarim that pays and obeys. That if you say I'm not going to do something, that's a yad for a neder. So a person should try to be careful not to say I'm not going to do something without saying Bli Neder. Maybe there, you probably have a Milismo Kishitas that hold, it's nothing, you don't have to worry. It's not a Neder. It's not even a Yod for a Neder. Let's learn the Kitzel. Tell us. Okay, so here we'll see the different types. Alti Rogel Benadorim. He starts off with Musar. Don't be quick to make Nadorim. Be careful. Do it sparingly, if ever. Kolanoder Kilu Bonaboma, like you build a Boma, a personal Mizbeach, when you're not allowed to. Bishas Isser Bomos. Bamakaimbo, and then you don't make Hataras Nadorim, but you go ahead and you fulfill the Nether. Kilu Hikrvalov Karbon, which is bad. Shechayim Mishum Shchute Chutz. Why? What does that mean? You're not allowed to violate your neder. So he explains, Kitov Yoser Sheyishal Al Nidro Viatirulo. That's actually preferable. It is not preferable to have, it's not good to have Nedarim. It's preferable to be Matan Neder. Now, the Rishonim of Maseches Nedarim explained the Moshal in a very beautiful way. They say a person who takes a Bama makes a bama when it's also to make a bama, so he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. You have the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and I'm eating more mizbeach, my private mizbeach. And that's exactly dome to a person who says, you know, the Torah made 365 isurim, I'm going to make another isur. So you're not doing Hashem a favor. Hashem is not necessarily pleased with you. The reason I say the word necessarily, even though it seems to be pretty absolute, is because certainly there are circumstances where a neder is called for, and I'm assuming he'll talk about that. If a person feels he has a weakness, you know, he makes a neder from the computer between 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Makes a neder not to go on the computer. Either a shua we don't make. We don't make shvuos nowadays. It's too dangerous. Too powerful. Shvuos like an atom bomb. you don't want to use the anapom. But if you would say it in the proper lashon neder, so that was, and it's motivated because you feel you're weak and you won't overcome the Yetzer and you think the neder will put you over the top. It will be like a good. You know you're not going to. You're not afraid you're going to violate a neder. Like that's heavy already. So that would be okay to make a neder then. But that's relatively rare. But if a person who stam makes nedarim because he thinks Hashem is pleased, Hashem made 365 yisurim and he was making number 366. So that's why we say no. Adarav, it's like you built a bomb up. Don't be. It's enough what the Torah forbade. Don't try to be so firm and be tzaddik and say, you know, water should be osur on me, bread should be osur on me. Don't do that. And if you are insistent that you fulfill your neder, it's so counterintuitive. So it doesn't mean you should better violate it, of course. It means you should better be matan neder. But if you refuse to be matan neder and you fulfill your neder, it's bad. It's like you brought a carbon on the mama, which is terrible, terrible. So it's a little, again, yeah. The exception to this is when it's proper to make a neder. I gave you like a scenario where it would be proper to make a neder. He told Yosef, Sheishal al Nidro, Beatirlo. Vanimi Libishar Nidorim, this is Nidre Isser. Aval Nidre Hektish, or Nidre Hektish, which includes Tzedakah and any mitzvah. Mitzvah Lekaimon, certainly you should not be Matan Neder. I notice he doesn't say you should make it. He says once you made it, you should fulfill it. Shenema Nidore Lashem Ashalem. Only sometimes the person says he'll give tzedakah and then he realizes he really can't. If there's kashayil of a rub, you're not supposed to be shayil. So when yes, he just says b'shas adchak in the case of pressing need. V'chein yisrachik min hashvua. About the future that he will or won't do something. Lo yishalaleha. The shvuah is already heavy stuff. The Gemara has a tzad sheila doesn't. Sheila means being matan neder. It's called sheila also. Some hold you cannot be sheila on a shvuah. Eliyam with b'shvuah sofal pishu mitztayer. Shnemar nishba lahora v'lo yomir tzavacher b'sheila lo yimot liolam. The ain't a shalan ala shvua ala b'shas adchak. Any shvua should not be, you shouldn't be shoyal on the shvua, which means to be matir, matir neder, matir shvua, be the right term. Now it's like almost unheard of for people to make shvuas, unless maybe in the more, where people are more careless about the way they talk, maybe they inadvertently would say, you know, I swear I'll never come into your house again. Like, and some lashonos are lashonos or shvuos. I'm just thinking, like people sometimes say, maybe it's not as rare as I think. I'm thinking now sometimes people say a lashon shvuah. I get all nervous. I go quickly, say you didn't mean it. Touch the dibur. What's a lashon? People say, well, I swear. I promise, I don't know, like, I promise I'm not going to eat this thing. Maybe that's a lashon shvuah, it's hard to know, but it's an English word.
But as we learned again, isn't it also the lashon of the makom as well? Whether it can